Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Wednesday. Coming up this weekend, you can get your tickets by going to Ticketmaster.com or the Bridgestone Arena box office. It'll be Ohio State taking on Virginia at Bridgestone Arena in the Nashville Hoops Showdown. And we say hello to Ryan Odom. He is the head coach of the Cavaliers. He joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to do this. You guys were able to pull one out last night, but a tough one on the road at Tallahassee. You get the win 61-58. Now all eyes are on Ohio State.
Yeah, no question about it. It was a tough, hard-fought game. Florida State played really well and gave us all we could handle, but you know, our guys were pretty resilient down the stretch and found the way to win.
Do you like having this? I mean, this is kind of unusual to have a neutral site, non-conference game right in the middle of the conference schedule. Do you like that, though? Is it kind of gives you a taste of what might be coming in March?
Yeah, no question. It certainly will give you an NCAA tournament feel. There's no doubt about it. It's good for both teams. You know, we're kind of both, not kind of, we're both in the thick of conference play right now, you know, jockeying for position and potential NCAA tournament berths. And, you know, Ohio State's a premier program. We feel like we are as well. And anytime you can get two really good programs together, you want to do it, don't you?
Absolutely. Ryan Odom is on the phone on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Coach, Ohio State plays USC tonight. Do you ever scout a team by watching the game broadcast live? Like, will you watch that game tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you do both. I mean, you watch it certainly in recorded format and broken down. But you also, I like to watch it live. You get a sense of, you know, the decisions are being made. And just the overall flow of the game is really important.
Do you ever watch your game? Go back and watch the broadcast copy. Like, will you watch Florida State's get the game last night versus FSU? Will you watch the broadcast copy?
Yeah, multiple times. I've got it on my TV right now, sitting here watching it. Now, I don't necessarily listen to it. I just kind of watch it, you know, as it's going. But occasionally I will.
Do you critique yourself? Because I don't like watching myself, but I guess if you're a coach, you're like, why did I do this? I should have done that. Oh, I like what I did there.
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's so many decisions that are going on over the course of the game, you know, whether it's on offense or defense or substitutions or, you know, how you're reacting to certain plays, you know, end of half, end of games. There's just a lot of things that go into winning and losing, and certainly the coach is a big part of that.
When you're in the grind of an ACC schedule, playing Duke and Carolina and FSU and everybody, what's it like stepping out, playing Ohio State? I got to think the guys, all right, this is a new challenge for us. We got to really hunker down, get our scouting going. I got to think it kind of gets some new blood flowing because of the opportunity on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And when you're playing a premier program like Ohio State, you know you better be ready. They're really well coached. They're having an excellent season right now. They're right in position to get an NCAA tournament berth, and they're playing in one of the best conferences in the country, and we feel like we are as well. The ACC is really good this year. The Big Ten's excellent this year. And so anytime, you know, you can get two teams together in a place like Nashville, which is, you know, an awesome city, we all know that, it's going to be fun.
Ryan Odom is with us, and you were here earlier this year for an exhibition game against Vanderbilt, right?
We were, yeah, no question. I'm really excited for Coach Byington and his team and what they're doing this year. We're planning to play him again, you know, in October next year as well.
What have you learned about your team being your first year at Virginia? You've taken over a program that's had a lot of success. You know, over the years, what have you kind of learned from the start of the season with those exhibition games to where you are now in conference play that gives you the confidence that you guys have a pretty good squad that can make a run?
Yeah, I mean, we're confident at this point. You know, when you're in your first, you know, season at a place, you know, you don't really know what to expect, especially when you've lost the whole roster from the previous year. And so we had to replace, you know, 11, 12 guys in short order. We're really, really happy with where it landed. Really high character guys with major basketball talent. and guys that wanted to be a part of something really special. And this team's having a special season right now. We're 21-3 and, you know, ranked in the polls. And, you know, but I think they're not satisfied. They go into every game in a really with a really competitive mindset. And they certainly want to, you know, leave a legacy here at Virginia. They understand what those before them have done here, Coach Bennett and his staff, and even before that, Coach Holland and his players. You know, both you know, this program has won a national championship in 2019, and you know, this group, you know, wants to do its best for Virginia.
You know, we're obviously here in SEC country, and we have seen that league become, you know, so tough, and these teams beat up on each other. You obviously know that being in the ACC, which has historically been a very good basketball conference. But are you seeing that throughout college basketball now, as you look at, you know, where you were at VCU and your other stops, of that it just – these programs have elevated so much over the last few years, and obviously – NIL and transfer portal rules have probably helped that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You're seeing the majority of the teams in the country have older rosters. We're certainly an example of that. You know, we have, you know, multiple guys that are in their last season, but then we also have some young, talented freshmen. And when you have that balance, young energy with major talent that can enter games and enter the college scene early, but then also you combine that with, you know, guys that have been through it at different levels, and we've got multiple guys on our roster that have, you know, won at their respective places. It can be really helpful for your program. And this is a tremendous year in college basketball for the freshmen all across the country. It's one of the best years ever.
Coach, I got to think, we're talking to Coach Ryan Odom, the head basketball coach of Virginia. I got to think every radio interview you do outside of the normal Virginia area is about what you did in 2018. You remember, you know, no number ones ever lost to a 16. You were the head coach that did that. I mean, what a historic moment. You guys beat Virginia 74-54. And now you're coaching Virginia, a full circle moment. But what did you tell your team before that game? Because that's an historic win, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we really had no idea. We knew we were playing the best team in the country at that point, the most balanced team on offense and defense. And we knew it was going to be a major challenge. Not to take anything away from our guys or the staff and the work that they put in, because the score was the score. But, you know, DeAndre Hunter didn't play in that game, which really helped us. You know, he was a beast inside and out and a mismatch problem. But going into that game, our guys were confident. We had just come off the biggest win of the year against Vermont, who had, you know, dominated our conference for years. And, you know, we just talked to the guys. We were kind of a group of forgotten people. And we talked about, hey, we're here in this moment for a reason. And so let's go make the most of it. And we were really fortunate to coach some great guys that were really confident in themselves. And obviously we shot the ball extremely well and were able to stretch that lead and finish it out.
Was that game in Charlotte?
It was in Charlotte. Yeah, it was in that Spectrum Center.
Isn't it? Because, I mean, that's where you kind of became – you were an interim head coach at Charlotte in 2015. That had to be really cool. That, I mean, look, that's truly a full circle moment.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that was a special time. And my family and I lived a mile from there when I was coaching at UNC Charlotte. And so – I'd been in that arena many times to watch the Hornets. We'd actually played a couple games there at UNC Charlotte. And to be able to do that in front of friends and family was really special. But I've always said this, it was a bittersweet moment because, you know, Coach Bennett was all about the right things. And you hate to see anybody, you know, go through something like that. But we know what happened that next year. And so it led Coach Bennett and his program to – you know, the mountaintop, you know, their perseverance, you know, their resilience, their willingness to put in, you know, massive amounts of work and go through something like that, you know, led them to a national championship. And certainly I'm honored to be a part of that, you know, here at Virginia now.
Virginia basketball coach Ryan Odom is on with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. you know, going back to what we were talking about with roster construction, I mean, you have a ton of mid-major guys that you brought in, and now they're playing at a high level in the ACC. How did you feel like, okay, I can make this work with our system? How did you know that you guys were going to be able to put this together and have that success with the talent that you brought in?
Yeah, when players are transferring, you know, from one university to the next, they typically have a body of work, hopefully a substantial body of work that you can point to that hopefully will translate to your system. Character is the first thing that we always look at. You know, is this person a fit for us and our university? The second thing is you know, we look at the different positions, the size, you know, for the positions. We like bigger guys, but we also like guys like Chance Mallory that are just that could just get it done, and regardless of size. And I mean, he's a beast of a freshman, one of the best ones in the country. I encourage you to come out and see him play in Nashville. But shooting is always something, you know, that we look for across our roster. And we feel like we've put together a talented group that can shoot, that can score inside, that can beat you off the bounce, and that has proven that it can defend at a pretty high level. And so we're a work in progress still, but we're really competitive.
You got four guys in double figures, Coach, scoring. You like that, I would assume?
Yeah, there's no question. I think that's the strength of this team. It's our depth. The last two games, I think our bench has scored 30-plus points, you know, in consecutive games here. So the strength of this team certainly has been its depth.
Do you have – were you guys having any time to – I know it's a business trip. Any time to do anything while you're here in Nashville?
I wish we did. You know, we come in the night before and we get a meal, go through scouting report, and then shoot around the next day. So it's pretty quick. It's pretty businesslike, unfortunately. But, you know, maybe next time.
Well, best of luck this weekend. We're excited to have you in our city. And best of luck the rest of the way. Really enjoyed this, and thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You too. Ryan Odom, the head coach at Virginia, joining us. And, again, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, the Bridgestone Arena box office. It's coming up Saturday night, Valentine's Day night, at Bridgestone Arena. Virginia will take on Ohio State. Virginia, very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. I think they've lost only three games this year, that they are looking like a 21-3 overall, 9-2 in the ACC.
Not bad.
They're going to be a force in the NCAA tournament for sure. So look forward to seeing them coming up this weekend. We'll get back to our question of the day. We got a ton of answers on our text line, which is
the question of the day. 42 years ago today, Van Halen came to Nashville, played the greatest concert ever, the biggest band in the world, an amazing show. We ask you, what is the greatest concert you ever attended? Not the best, the greatest concert. 615-737-1025.
It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.